السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وعلى صحبك وعلى من اتبع هداك بإحسانٍ إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah. Praise to Him in His Highness, who has sent His messengers to guide humanity from the darkness of their ignorance to the wisdom and his light. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal and the final of all messengers of Allah. He has entrusted him to tell his message to humanity as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted him to tell it. May Allah send peace and blessings to the soul of the Prophet, and to his house, and to his companions, and to the souls of believers until the day of judgment. Ameen. My khutbah today, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is about at-taqwa wal-ihsan, طريقان لنيل مرضات الله ورحمته عز وجل. تقوى and إحسان. Two Islamic principles. Two ways to gain Allah's contentment, His pleasure, and His mercy. I will do that through thinking about the meanings of 12 ayat from Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3 of the Holy Quran. In particular, verses 130 to 142. يقول الله عز وجل أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا الربا أضعافا مضاعفة واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. O you have believed, don't eat riba, usury, which is multiplying the principle several times, and avoid the anger of Allah, the wrath of Allah, the punishment of Allah, so you may prosper in this life and in the hereafter. And in verse 131, يقول الله عز وجل وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ, and avoid the hellfire which has been prepared for those who reject Allah's message. And in verse 132, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Obey Allah's teachings and His Messenger's teaching so you may have Allah's mercy on you. And in verse 133, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. He is encouraging us to race, to compete, to be fast, to seek the forgiveness of Allah and His Jannah, His paradise, which He described. The width of the Jannah is as the width of heavens and earth together, and it all has been prepared for muttaqin, for those who do their best to avoid the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal and to get to the highest degree of faith. In these three verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the first one says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. اتَّقُوا, the Arabic verb for it, اتَّقَى, means shielded himself. Avoided, when you avoid something bad that's about to happen. That's the original meaning of the verb. In applying it, you avoid the wrath of Allah, the anger of Allah, the punishment of Allah by doing what He has prescribed, what He has told you, and all what He has told us is for our benefit. Then He spoke about Al-Jannah, and He said it's prepared for muttaqin, for those who do their best to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to avoid His anger, to avoid His punishment. There is a story, a beautiful story, about God's description of Al-Jannah, عرضها كعرض السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. It's as wide as heavens and the earth. The story is about the message of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. He sent it to Heracles, in English Heracles, who was the king of Al-Quds, Jerusalem, and it was a Christian country at that time before Islam. He sent him a message inviting him to Islam. And the man was really receptive. He asked Abu Sufyan, was in Bilad al-Sham, about Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. What are the characteristics of this man who is inviting me? I am the king of Jerusalem. I'm the Roman king here in the Middle East. Who is that Arabian inviting me to Islam? Tell me about him. And he asked so many questions. The answers, this man telling the truth, honest, never lied, respected in his among his people before the mission, before in fact he became the messenger of Allah. The king Heracles was really very receptive and wanted to accept Islam, but he feared to be killed like an archbishop who tried to tell them this is a true prophet of Allah, true messenger of Allah. They killed him. So he told the messenger of the prophet, who was sent with the message, wait until I write you a reply. Part of the reply, he asked the prophet, you are telling me that the Jannah, or you are telling people, part of what you are preaching, is that paradise is as wide as heavens and earth. If that's true, then where is the hellfire? The same question was asked by a desert dweller, a Bedouin, to the Prophet ﷺ. And after the death of the Prophet ﷺ, Sayyidina Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, was also asked the same question by some people of the book in order to corner him. The answer from the Prophet ﷺ was very simple, but thought provoking, and we should be proud of that, like all his hadith, sahih. He said, when there is night, does this mean that there is no day? Or when there is day, does this mean that there is no night somewhere in the world? The Prophet ﷺ was realizing that earth is a circular object. It's not like the Romans thought it's flat. And he said, whenever there is night somewhere, there is day somewhere else. We have day, another part of the earth that doesn't see the sun would be night. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the Jannah, the paradise, is as wide as heavens and earth, that's one layer. As why? There are other layers. The lowest of them, asfala safilin, is the hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in other ayats in the Holy Quran, sab'a samawatin tibaqa, that He has created seven heavens, tibaqa, one layer over the other. And the most recent theories about the universe is really, scientists who are not Muslims, astrophysicists, they are saying there are layers, layers of heavenly bodies. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send peace and blessing to the soul of the Prophet alayhi salatu wassalam. But the main, in addition to the story about the width of the heavens and the earth, is the word at-taqwa. We start doing the right thing to avoid punishment. But as we are doing it all the time, it becomes habits. And it becomes part of us. And it's really training. You do the same good things all the time, then it becomes part of who you are. This is your character. This is your personality. This is your nafs, yourself. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is socializing us to be. So at the beginning, yes, we want to do the right thing to avoid God's anger or His punishment, but ultimately it becomes part of us. This is the right thing to do. That's taqwa. A very high rank in faith, fil iman, is taqwa. When you reach it, Yes, at the beginning, yeah, I don't want to be punished. But ultimately, I feel good about it, doing the good things, the righteous things. In Ayah 134, Allah Azza wa Jal, praise to Him, says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing المتقين. In the previous ayah, He says, وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compete among yourselves to reach my forgiveness, to reach my Jannah, my paradise, which is as wide as heavens and earth, and I prepared it for muttaqin, for righteous people. Then He describes them in the following ayah. Who are they? الَّذِينَ يُنفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ, those who spend for the sake of Allah, whether it is in good times and prosperity, they have the money, or even when the money is too little. And if it is, the money is too little in your hand, it's very precious to give it away. And inshallah, you will be more rewarded for it. Then He mentions, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْضِ. المتقين, first, the ones who spend the sake of Allah for goodness. Second, الكاظمين الغيظ, those who suppress their anger. Somebody is teasing you at home, family member, a friend, a neighbor, a co-worker, a boss, an employee, or somebody in TV. And there is a lot of that these days. Suppressing your anger against the one who is attempting to hurt you makes you muttaqi, makes you among these people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing Jannah for. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, another category of people Allah mentions as muttaqi, those who forgive other people. Forgiveness is essential. If you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you, it is a given, then you forgive others who make a mistake. They may transgress against you. They may insult you sometimes. And if you are capable to respond, to insult back, but you suppress it, you say, no, I'm not going to do that, and you forgive them, this will make you in a higher rank of taqwa. والله يحب المحسنين. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses another term for all these categories of people. Remember, He said, I am preparing Jannah for those who compete for the sake of Allah, and these are muttaqin. Then He describes them. Who are they? والذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء, those who spend whenever they have prosperity and a lot of money, or we have the little money, those who forgive other people, those who suppress their anger. Then He says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And we come to another name, another description. So at the beginning, like I said, at the beginning I do it to avoid His anger, عَزَّ وَجَلْ. But if I do these great things He wants me to do, caring for humanity, not harming them, suppressing my anger, then I am elevated to a higher rank, and He called muhsineen. And He added, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, Allah loves al-muhsineen. So in the taqwa category, He promised us al-jannah, inshaAllah. In the muhsin category, when we do these things, in addition, out of love, for out of obedience to Him, then He says, not only you will go to Jannah, but guess what? I love you. And whoever gets Allah's love, you don't want anything else after that. Then He describes in the following ayat, actually what I understood both of them together. So taqwa, doing a lot of good things in order to be in the right path, by doing more things, more than required actually, you become muhsin, and Allah loves you. Then he continues adding more categories of people who are loved by Allah and subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who will be inshallah in Jannah. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. In addition to the previous category, he says عز وجل, praise to him, and those, and he says وَالَّذِينَ, and I am adding to the previous categories that I love and I prepare Jannah for, those who commit a sin or wrong themselves. ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ is a recurrent in throughout the Holy Quran, meaning doing something wrong to yourself by your disobedience to God. So whenever somebody does that, committing a sin, doing wrong to themselves, then they stop and think. They don't continue doing that. Then they mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking him for forgiveness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and who else would forgive the sins? Meaning, he is forgiving. He will answer them. But on condition, they should not insist on what they do. They should stop whenever a sin is committed, a wrongdoing is committed. It's essential that we stop, mention Allah, asking subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging him for forgiveness, and he answered, inshallah, he will forgive. Then he continues mentioning them, mentioning more categories, or mentioning those who would ask for forgiveness after a sin. أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِّنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَنِعْمَ أَجْرُ الْعَامِلِينَ. Those who ask for forgiveness, their reward is forgiveness. He said that literally from their Lord. Not only forgiveness and Jannat, paradise. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, rivers flowing below them, meaning the Jannah is in a higher place, and usually the rivers are lower place. And this is the best destination for those who do good. Then he tells us to think also. He all the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran is telling us to think. Always think. Don't do things routinely without thinking. This time, this is ayah 137. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَنٌ. There were other people, other civilizations before you. فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. And this is a command. Go around the world. Look for the ruins of ancient civilizations. And he assumes that we are readers. We read. The first word in the Holy Quran, read. We are educated. And we think about ancient civilization. And we say, this civilization, people were good, mashallah. Or that civilization, people were bad. And look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did to them. Always, he wants us to think and take a lesson from what we learn. It's a da'wah, like I said several times. It's an invitation for all sciences, actually, for geography, for history, for anthropology. actually. For geology, seer of the earth, go around the world, study, understand. You are intelligent people. In Ayah 138, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Don't feel weakened. This is like for the Ummah throughout history. Whenever things are bad for the community, for the Ummah, don't feel weakened. Don't feel humiliated. Don't feel sad, even in the darkest time. You shouldn't. Why? Because you are higher in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are true believers, you should never be sad. You accept what's happening. You do your best. But you never be sad or feel humiliated. Concerning al-ghadab, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, concerning the anger and suppressing the anger, there is a very beautiful hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, the companion of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, "ليس الشديد بالسرعة ولكن الشديد الذي يملك نفسه عند الغضب." The strong man and the strong woman are not the ones who can physically dominate others or defeat others, wrestle others and bring them down. It's not about physical power. The real strength is really the self-strength. How is that? Whenever somebody is provoking you and you feel anger, then you constrain yourself, suppress yourself, control yourself by not replying. The same thing. That is the strength. That's the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And in another hadith, he said, "Inna al-ghadab min al-shaytan." Anger is from al-shaytan alayhi ni'matullah. Satan. وَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ خُلِقَ مِنَ النَّارِ. And Satan, a shaytan, was created out of fire. وَإِنَّمَا تُطْفَأُ النَّارُ بِالْمَاءِ. To extinguish fire, you need water. فَإِذَا غَضِبَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَتَوَضَّأْ. So, if one of you becomes angry, then make wudu. And inshallah, you will be okay. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us, to control us at anger and all the time. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the ranks of muttaqeen and muhsineen. And the Prophet said, alayhi salam, ask Allah, he is very close and he is near, hearing your call and answering it. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين والمحسنين الواصلين لهداية الله سبحانه وتعالى في هذه الدنيا وإلى مرضاته ورحمته وجنته في الحياة الأخرى. إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا تدع لنا في هذا اليوم العظيم ذنبا إلا غفرته، ولا دينا إلا سددت، ولا مريضا إلا شفيت، ولا غائبا إلا رددت، ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم أيد بنصرك المسلمين في كل مكان، وانظر لهم بعين العطف والرحمة يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، وأقم الصلاة فإن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استقيموا واعتدلوا وأكملوا الصفوف. Straighten the lines and complete them. It's a sunnah. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف، فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك، ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك، ورفعنا لك ذكرك، فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب، وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.